I get asked often, Father, did you always think that you were going to be a priest? Like when you were a little kid, did you like play mass when you were growing up? And I could tell you definitively, no. I always thought I was going to be a millionaire, have a beautiful wife, live in a mansion, have 2.5 kids and a dog. So what happened? Well, I came to know about the word vocation. People use the word vocation when we talk about priests and brothers and sisters, but not so much for other ways of life. So let's try to understand what a vocation is, because all of us have a vocation. When we look at some modern definitions of vocation, we get a strong feeling of suitability for a particular career or occupation. A person's employment, especially regarded particularly worthy and requiring great dedication. While these are wonderful definitions, to understand the Christian vocation, we need to go back to the Latin word vocationem, which means a calling. Now, I'm going to say the Christian vocation is a calling that comes from outside of us. If you want to hold that it comes from within you, I'm okay with that, but you are wrong. Growing up, I was often asked, what do you want to be when you grow up, right? I'm going to be going home after Christmas to see my family. I have 10 nieces and nephew. What do you want to be when you grow up? One year, my little nephew was like, I want to be a fireman. The next year, I want to be Superman. I was like, next year, that bar is going to be kind of high, bro. So watch what you're looking for. As a result, I thought I was the master of my own destiny. I was also told growing up that you can be whatever you want to be. Whatever you want to be, you can be. Well, when I didn't make my high school basketball team, my NBA career kind of went out the window. So I went off to college, and after college, started to work, pursuing my first million, trying to find the beautiful wife so I can live in a mansion with 2.5 kids and a dog. So things were progressing nicely when one day a thought came to me. Is this what you're really supposed to be doing with your life? Now, things were going well. I was in sales. The money was coming in, an apartment, girlfriend, no dog yet. But, you know, I was working on it. And I thought to myself, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? So one night I prayed, God, what do you want me to do with my life? And I finished it in a way that I'd never finished it before. I said, your will, not mine, be done. The next day, a friend of mine said, did you ever think of being a priest? I answered him in a very uncharitable way. But the seed was planted. That seed was planted. Now, God had revealed his will to me through my friend, and I was terrified. Today's gospel shows us that I am in good company. While I would never put myself on the level of our Blessed Mother over there, when the angel Gabriel appeared to her, one of the first things he says to her is, "Be not afraid." Right? So sometimes when we encounter God in a very intimate way, it can be a little scary. Like our Blessed Mother, I too said, how can this be? I am not holy enough, smart enough, Catholic enough to be a priest. Well, that's true. However, we also know that what is said in today's gospel, it says nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God. All I had to do was to be willing. Remember what Mary said in today's gospel. May it be done unto me according to your word. God knew I was not smart enough, holy enough, or Catholic enough to be a priest. No one is. But was I willing? At first, I tried to run from my vocation because it terrified me. But that calling kept coming from the outside again and again and again. I said, all right, I'll go. So 8 years of formation and 10 years of priesthood have reaffirmed that I am not holy enough, Catholic enough, or smart enough to be a Catholic priest. But I have come to appreciate the angel Gabriel's words. Nothing is impossible for God. If I get out of the way and allow God's will to really direct my life, then nothing is impossible for God. As I said earlier, vocation does not just apply to priests and religious. We all have a vocation. We all have a calling. God has given all of us gifts and talents that we are to use to serve God and neighbor. I have a friend of mine who is an engineer, and he uses these words. He says, I have the vocation of being an engineer. He's a geek. He loves playing with all these little things, right? And what he does is he creates little things that get stuck in people's bodies that helps them live healthier, longer lives. He says, as a result of my vocation, families are healthier. Families stay together longer. People have better lives. So I have a vocation of doing that. He's an engineer. I have another friend who's a businessman, and he has the Midas touch, and he has said it. He said, I have the vocation of making money. Who knew? God was a capitalist, right? But he said, you know what? I don't keep it for himself, some of it obviously, but he's very generous to the church, very generous to his community, gives lots of time. So he gets all this stuff from God. He's like, it's not mine. He's like, God gave it to me, so I give it away. I give it back. I was like, okay, neat. But he will tell you, his words, I have a vocation of making money. Who knew? I have a nephew. He is the vocation of a musician. He is in college right now, and he's studying the saxophone. He loves playing the saxophone, and people love listening to him play the saxophone. He's getting better and better. He's going to graduate a year or so, and he's a very good saxophone player. He loves it. You talk to him, you're going to be talking about the saxophone, okay? After a while, I'm like, really? Like, did anything else happen in your life today? You know, for us of us, don't play the saxophone. But he loves it. He loves all things music, and people appreciate the talents that he has. All of them have the same things in common. They all get great joy out of exercising their vocation, out of using the gifts and talents that God has given them to serve God and neighbor. So how do you determine your vocation? Now, some of you might be thinking, Father Jerome, my next vocation is dying. I've got like 15 minutes left, right? Hurry up, all right? But the vocation can also be a decision, the decisions that we have to make in life, right? So even if you're near the end of your life, you know, there's vocation stuff there too. My time up? Press snooze, okay? Give me 5 more minutes, all right? Good. Okay, so how do we determine our vocation? Well, the first step is we have to ask God. God, what do you want me to do with my life? God, what do you want me to do in this situation? How can I best serve you with the situation that I am in? And we say, your will, not mine, be done. Then we have to look and listen for the signs. In my undergraduate studies, I struggled with my business classes, my major, and I got straight A's in my history and philosophy electives. What was God trying to tell me, right? When I was in formation, the same way Brother Matthew was here and Brother Christopher was here, when I was doing my, you know, ministry before I was ordained, people said, you know, Father Jerome, we think you're going to make a good priest. And I pray today that that is true. Now, the biggest mistake people can make regarding their vocation is to ask the wrong question. Again, don't ask, what do I want to do, but what do you want me to do? I guarantee you, if you do that and you follow God's will for you, that is where you'll find your happiness, both in this life and the life to come. God may throw you a huge curveball. I thought at 47 years old, I would be married, have a beautiful wife, live in a mansion, have 2.5 kids and a dog. None of that is true today. Although you did build me a nice rectory, so thank you very much. I appreciate that part. And I don't want a dog, okay? No dogs. So, nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask God, what do you want me to do? And then be ready for the surprise and the joy of your life.